Good morning, everyone around the world. You're on the Mike and Abe show, and my name is Abe. Mike is here, and Mike, I'm kind of like leaning one way and the other, you know, about things. You know, sometimes I'm very happy, and sometimes I'm not very happy. Let me tell you one thing I'm happy about, and that is that by Friday, certainly by Friday, and possibly sooner. We'll be breaking 200,000 visits to the Mike and Abe show. Not the Mike.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm sorry. NYC Taxi News, of which the Mike and Abe show is part of it, and we get
a subsidiary
of the website. Okay, but 200,000 visits, and that's 100,000 since last July. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
You know, the first 100,000 took a while because the website didn't catch on for a few months, and you know, but it's picked up, every month. It picks up more and more steam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
That's right.
You know, and the last 10,000 have only been 5 or 6 weeks, I think. You know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyway, I'm happy about that. Okay. And
right.
But I'm very confused. You know, I mean. You know, I read so many conflicting stories. You know, you read one story and it's like Uber is about to launch their cemetery appearance, you know?
Cemetery or seminary?
Well, cemetery, okay.
Cemetery appearance.
Yeah, the hole has been dug and the casket has been ordered. Okay. And then you read another story and it's like, oh, they're doing great. They're killing everyone. The New York City taxi drivers, you know, they're at the lowest point they've ever been. But then I look at the webcam at Times Square, which I'm going to look at right now. Right now I'm seeing the time and the building, but when they focus on the street, I see plenty of cabs out there. And you know, Mike, you're on the street. You know, you got your pulse right there where everything is happening. Tell me, should I be happy or should I be depressed?
Well, you should be both at the same time, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
First, it's New York, and that's pretty much the way everybody walks around. Happy and depressed at the same time. Manic depressive, as I think the professionals call it. But I think what's happening now is if you're running a cab or trying to go for equity, you're pretty much in the quagmire as far as trying to get real information. But I call them the brick-and-mortar cabbies. The guy who is actually driving a cab is starting to do pretty good now. And that's just because people are sick of the whole Uber mess. And you get into an Uber car, there's no numbers on the car where your passenger can see who they're getting. You really don't know who the driver is because there's very rarely a legit ID. And the guy's weaving around all over the road on his cell phone. So people are just getting tired of the weird stuff. And they're coming back to the yellow cabs, which has numbers all over the place, on the roof light, on the doors, on the license plate, inside the cab. So you know exactly what the car is. And these little black cars, it could be anything. And I've also seen no TLC plates on a lot of these cars. Now, that's a new thing where a guy just rents a black car and gets an Uber phone from his friend and goes to work.
Well, did you
so
see,
it's a lot of weird with the Uber.
Did you see the video of Mario, not Mario, I wish it was Mario, but Andrew Cuomo getting out of an Uber car in Buffalo? And did you watch that video?
I didn't want. I really have no time for Mario Cuomo. He's just an utter and complete waste of time.
No, Andrew, not Mario. Okay.
Well,
there was a video.
Andrew,
hold
much.
On, Mike. There was a video that was circulated the other day, and you know, I know that you don't watch everything, but this video has been all over the internet. Okay, especially all over the taxi world in New York, where Andrew Cuomo gets out of an Uber car in Buffalo, you know, congratulating that's the first Uber ride in Buffalo, and the guy confesses that he's been taking his car to New York City every other week, you know, and working 2 weeks in New York City with a straight plate black car. Right.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right there with the
oh my God.
Right there, shaking Andrew Cuomo's hand, And with Andrew Cuomo saying, how do you like that? He's been working in New York City. Now he could work in Buffalo.
Without regular plates, without DLC plates.
Yeah, with a straight plate, with a straight plate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pay attention to your emails.
Then why are we paying the TLC for anything? Why are we bothering with the taxi commission if that's the case?
Well, you know, it's not like they didn't know, you know.
They're charging us for registration and licenses and all this stuff. If the TLC is just useless, then they should shut down tomorrow and let Yoshi check out the free market from her side. Let Yoshi go into the free market. She's a big free market progressive, which is the most insane phrase going. Let Yoshi go into the free market. See what kind of resume she has.
Well, she doesn't have a very good resume with the taxi drivers in New York, I'll tell you that. Okay.
And
that's the other thing that I'm depressed about. You know, I'm still thinking about the meeting they had a week and a half ago, okay, at the TLC, where basically 88 people spoke and told her that she's done a good job in destroying the industry. Okay. And they sit there. She sat there for 4.5 hours, 5 hours, whatever.
Right.
They took a lunch break, listening to this and as if she was concerned. Okay.
Right.
Now, if she was really concerned, you know, what is she going to do about it? And there's been no indication that she'll do anything about it. And that's what really bothers me. Okay. Now, I see a lot of yellow cars. I'm looking at the Times Square webcam. I see a lot of yellow cars. Guys are still working. Okay. You know, some of them are getting foreclosed on. Okay. Others are, you know, our friend Mohammed, okay, calls me up and he tells me that he wants to hang it up and foreclose on his medallion. Okay.
Wow.
You know, I convinced him that would be the dumbest thing in the world for him to do. Okay.
Right. He's gonna screw himself up for whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right.
You still have a car. You still have a car. You still have the ability to make money. Okay. You know. The medallion. I've always been told one thing about the medallion over the years. Okay. That the medallion itself is just a stock. Okay.
Yeah.
You buy a stock in a company, and for one reason or another, the company does well, and the stock goes up. Okay. As the medallion. Mm-hmm. Had been going up and up and up and up over the years, okay? And then there may be reasons why the stock goes down, but that doesn't blow the company out of the water, okay?
Right.
All right? I mean, I've seen stocks on the stock market go down when the company is doing fine, okay? So it seems to me, it seems to me that the company is doing okay. You know, the taxis are doing okay, the ones that stick it out. Okay, it's just that the stock price is going down, and it will eventually go back up if things are straightened out. Now, talk.
Well, you got to understand something, that a lot of this business is controlled by, not all, but some. There's some people who have taken over the business for their families and have run it well, but more than a few of these folks are just little rich kids. They're spoiled. They can't hit the curveball. And they refuse to change or to plan strategies for something like this. I mean, they're used to just charging the hell out of cabbies, sending out wrecks, and then going to the lap dancing joint and making it rain with a bunch of strippers. Not all, but some.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, what they have to do is they have to protect their brand. And if they can't do it, they should just get out of the way and let someone come in to do it. I mean, right now, we've had many cases where guys are like, oh, I'm going out of the business, my medallions. I said, okay, so sell the medallion. Sell the medallion to a guy who wants to buy the medallion. Let's get the financing straightened out and get back to work. Because now I call it the pity party. Everybody's whining and crying, and they want to do this and they want to do that. Just get the cabs out. And the thing that gets me, at least the yellow cab has a cap. We have 14,000 capped vehicles, okay? So what we should do is make it a status to take a yellow cab, and realize that it's not everybody can drive a yellow cab, but instead they've gone away from that, and they don't know what they have. They don't know how good they've had it and how good they do have it. Now, the other thing is, last thing before you jump in here, I searched on the internet articles that say Uber wildly popular.
Right.
just that little phrase, uber wildly popular. I went to AOL. I'm searching just those three words, uber wildly popular. 4,350,000 results, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to Goober.
Yeah,
Uber.
Right.
And again, searching uber wildly popular. So that comes up 836,000 times. So if you want the definition of bullshit, I think the phrase uber wildly popular should be in there somewhere, because I find it highly coincidental that the same exact phrase would show up 5 million different times
mm-hmm.
on the internet. So you talk about our 200,000 legit views, which they are, because we don't do that stuff. I think there's a couple of guys in a cave out in Fredistan, Pennsylvania somewhere, maybe getting 10 cents a click to search uber wildly popular and make a cut and paste press release of on. That's my opinion. In my opinion. Anyway, mm-hmm. what were you saying?
You worked this week?
Yes, I did. It was pretty good.
Tell me about it. I mean, can you tell me what your bookings per hour were?
Well, right now, I'll tell you, the airport is becoming very frustrating because, first of all, apparently the Mike and Abe show, people listen to it, and when I tweet and when I jump up and down and go on this show and go on the Taxi Dave show on Sunday nights, people listen because Dave had the guy Sam Schwartz.
Yeah.
Schwartz. Sam Schwartz.
Right.
He was the former Department of Transportation guy, I think, for the city, right?
Yeah, he was the transportation guy.
All right, so for 6 months, LaGuardia Airport traffic was a mess. Sam Schwartz gets in there, and in 2 weeks, it's 1,000% better. Thank you, Sam Schwartz. So you get a person who knows what they're doing from the outside of the Port Authority, and it takes 2 weeks to straighten out something that's been a mess for 6 months. And then over at the JFK holding lot, we had a lot of loud, obnoxious new dispatchers harassing cabbies, and I was sending tweets. I was talking about it on the Taxi Dave show. I was talking about it on this show, and eventually the taxi dispatchers company got rid of a lot of the stupid dispatchers they had hired who can't do the job, and I saw some of the old dispatchers come back who I hadn't seen in a while. So apparently there was a shakeup,
mm-hmm.
and they got on the phone and brought some of their previous dispatchers back who knew what they're doing. So people do listen to this show, and I was pleasantly amazed to see that. Now, again, moving forward, I just want to say how great this is that you have this website, Abe, that you're getting this show together, because people listen.
Well, that's
and
good.
I think what has to happen is there to be more emphasis on the drivers, because if the drivers come back, that'll take care of a lot of the economic disasters going on. And I think the drivers should get a fare increase, so that the owners can run the cabs properly and safely,
uh-huh.
and keep up with inflation.
Well, I
don't know why
that's
this is
still
such a
possible. You know, coming out of that meeting, that's still possible. But you didn't answer my
you
question.
You saw that too, right?
You what?
Go ahead.
You didn't really.
You saw that too.
The meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing more than once. Okay.
I mean, but with the with the fare increase. Possibility of getting a fair
well,
increase.
Well,
it's always
possible. You never know what solutions the TLC is going to come up with for all of the complaints that they heard in that meeting, and that's one of them. But so far, we haven't heard word one out of the TLC about how they're going to fix things, okay? Or
right.
or even if they're going to fix things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But answer my question. You didn't answer my question directly. Okay, now I know you're a JFK guy. I know you like to work
yes.
the airports. Okay, but you take
mm-hmm.
a fare from JFK Airport and you come into Manhattan. I mean, you don't go straight back, right, to the airport, right?
No, I usually work my way back.
So I want to know how you're doing on the streets.
The streets are doing very good, but there's just seven. The chairperson Yoshi has approved 7.5 million square feet of new FHV vehicles in Manhattan. So the taxi commission has put 7.5 million square feet of Uber cars and all the other cars on the streets of Manhattan. So the people want yellow cabs, but it's getting impossible to move in Manhattan. And it's the old cliche, oh, the traffic. No, it's been a disaster with this de Blasio administration and especially Commissioner Yoshi, and you know your friend Carolyn last week had an excellent point, which I'm glad she said it, because if I say it, then I'm a monster. But what? She's had an excellent point. It's like, you just can't go out and get a woman for the sake of hiring a woman to be the taxi commissioner. You have to go out and get a qualified individual.
Right.
And I'm starting to wonder if this is what's happening here, because I don't see a whole lot of there with this current regime at the taxi commission. It's very depressing.
Well, you know, of these 51,000 vehicles that are causing all of this, the streets to be gridlocked. Okay, I mentioned about the Andrew Cuomo's ride to Buffalo, right?
Basically, the upstate economy, there's nothing up there.
What I want to know is how many of these cars are coming into the city that don't belong in the city. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
There's nothing upstate. The economy upstate is a joke. And Cuomo has been the architect of a disastrous upstate economy. So his only hope is to find a way to get these people who have no jobs to at least get some crust of bread in their belly. And his winning formula is to give them Uber cars and let them come into New York City, where we're like the only ones with an economy in New York State. I mean, the upstate economy, thanks to Cuomo, is a joke.
Well,
so
the need for any extra taxi service upstate is questionable. Okay, if they needed more taxi service in Buffalo, Syracuse, Utica, etc., okay, Binghamton, all right, they would have more taxis there, okay?
Right.
I've been in all these cities. I've said this before. I have been in all these New York State cities, and I looked around for taxis, and I didn't see too many, okay?
Right.
All right, and the few that I saw, they weren't very busy, all right? So I'm wondering, you know, what is his game? You know, I mean, you know.
He has nothing.
I know, but
I mean, just basically right now, his game is just exactly that. It's a game, because he wants to make it seem like he's doing something, but he really has no plan. I mean, you moved out of upstate New York. You were there for many, many years.
Yeah.
And you were on the front row of just, if you weren't driving a cab, what would you have to do upstate? What is there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'll tell you this. I used to go into Kingston a lot. Okay.
Right.
And, they had like three taxis in Kingston, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know, because I once sold one of my used taxis to the guy that runs the taxi service there many years ago.
Oh, you did?
Okay, yeah. And here's the thing. After Uber was approved, one of the politicians in Kingston said that he doesn't see any reason that Uber will be doing business in Kingston.
Right.
Okay, because he doesn't see the need for it. Okay? What's in Kingston?
No business.
Kingston's a nice little city. It's typical of an upstate New York City. Okay?
Right.
Upstate New York City. Not upstate New York City. You know, that's kind of like tricky with tricky with the wording. There's no Empire State Building in Kingston, I'll tell you that. Okay?
It has
two sections that are populated business wise, and that's Broadway, which runs a stretch for about two or three miles, and there's not a lot of businesses there. All the business, a couple of diners there, a couple of bakeries, there's not much there, okay. And then there's the Route 9W, okay, and Albany Avenue, okay. That have a couple of malls and shopping centers, and everybody drives, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, there's really no need for taxi service there. You know, maybe in an emergency, your car breaks down and something happens, and you call a taxi, okay? And that's it. That's it.
That's it.
You know, and New Paltz, which is just south of Kingston, okay? About 20 miles south of Kingston, a big college town, but they have four taxis at the bus station, okay, and usually three of them are sitting waiting for calls.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know,
so they're not even like taxis. They're like radio taxis.
They're radio taxis, yeah. But 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 But, you know, the whole fleet isn't out working. They're in the bus station waiting for calls. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been,
you know, that's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, this is what goes on.
What did you see? What did you see, like, as far as them, did they ever do anything to jumpstart the economy up there, or was it always just
nothing? You know, they had other things that jumpstart the economy, you know, like the bars in New Falls, okay? And you know, I'll tell you one city that I actually drove a taxi in, okay, was Poughkeepsie, all right? And they had a few taxi services there, and most of the work was at the train station, okay, where a guy would get off a train coming up from New York City, and he would take a taxi you know, various locations. The furthest I ever went was the Hopewell Junction, okay, which is off to the east, kind of towards the Connecticut border. That was a great taxi ride, I remember. But most of the fares were, you know, there wasn't many fares that people called up from their house to get a taxi to go shopping or whatever. Where are they going? Going to work? They use their car. They use their car.
Right.
You know, they're not going to give up their car because Uber's there. You know something? Driverless cars, nobody wants them.
Who wants them?
You know, I want to drive my car. I don't want to sit in my car. I don't want to sit in my car and say, take me here, take me there. You know, I want to drive my car.
What about hackers? What about if a guy hacks into a driverless car? Did they ever talk about that? No. Like if all of a sudden you're doing 80 miles an hour and some geek hacks in and dislocates the brakes, you're dead. And a lot of this stuff, again, jumps back to the uber wildly popular posting by some geeks getting paid to post 5 cents or 10 cents per post. Driverless car. And it's like, oh, wait a second. What are we supposed to do also? We're supposed to run down to the corner, throw out our existing car, and spend $100,000 on the driverless car? And if you have a driverless car, why not just make it into a train system? Because you can put all these people on trains. You don't need a millions of driverless cars if all these people are going to the same place. It just reeks of a few geeks. Reeks of geeks. That's what it comes down to.
So listen,
trying to hustle,
let me get back to my question. When you're riding down Broadway in Upper Broadway from 96th Street to Columbus Circle, you still do that every once in a while, right?
Riding from where to where?
From Broadway and 96th Street to Columbus Circle.
Well, you want to tell the truth, you know what I do, and you're going to say, this guy's crazy? If I get a trip up to 125 in Broadway, argument's sake,
I know what
I
you
want
do.
To go back down to Columbus Circle,
yeah.
I hop on the highway and invest 5 minutes on the highway to go straight into
you mean
one of the businesses.
You don't cruise down Broadway and look for fares?
Nope, not anymore.
Why?
Because there's green cars and Uber cars and yellow cabs and blah, blah, blah. And there's only so many people on that same route. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've grinded down Broadway to the Columbus Circle. And I've been doing very well going straight back into the city on the highway from 125
I used to cruise down Broadway all the time and pick up two or three fares along the way.
Well, yeah, we're talking like 10, 12 years ago. We're not talking about today.
No, we're
today
talking about 4 years ago.
Well, 4 years ago. Well, right now it's just a saturation. Yeah, there's 50,000 Uber cars. So you
on
can't,
Broadway,
first of all, you can't move.
And you see them, yeah, and you see them up on Broadway, like between Columbus Circle and 96th Street.
Yeah, and these guys drive 5 miles an hour, just real slow. I'm still trying to get a clear picture as to why they're going so slow with this phone in their hand.
Tell me this. Somebody takes you and you drop off at 79th in Broadway or 78th in Broadway.
Right.
Okay, you don't jump on the highway there to go to
Not
Columbus.
From there, no.
What I want to know, are people still hailing your taxi over there?
Oh, yes, they're hailing the taxi, but you have to understand something. Like, legally, they can pick up the green car
above
110. So
above 110, above 110, right. But not there.
Right.
Not where I'm describing, okay?
Well, but then you have this onslaught of Uber cars go moping along, weaving all over the road, doing 5 miles an hour, just clogging up traffic on Broadway all the way south. So I found lately that it as much as I might be wasting 7 minutes, as soon as I get off the highway, I have somebody. Like, if I go from 125 and shoot down to, like, 56th Street,
mm-hmm.
in 2 minutes, there's somebody else in the cab. If I waste my time crawling down Broadway to go back into Midtown, you get nothing but frustration and aggravation.
Well, but you've answered the question. There are still fares to be picked up there.
Where?
On Broadway between 96th and Columbus Circle. That's what I'm not asking that you.
Oh,
that's what I want to know. I don't
96.
Care. I'm not asking you what you do. I'm asking you, are there still fares to be picked up there?
Not nearly as much as there used to be. That's what my point is. There's not nearly as much action for yellow cabbies.
But what you're saying is when you get below 59th Street, there's more business than
100%. 100%.
Uh huh.
How
about on the Upper East Side?
Again, I've been doing very well. If I get a trip all the way up to in the 90s, let's say on New York Avenue,
uh-huh.
once again, I jump on the highway all the way down, get off at 53rd or 49th Street. Whack, there's somebody in the cab right away. Versus grinding all the way down into the Central Business District. Go ahead.
My question is the traffic on 2nd Avenue that bad that you just don't want to go down 2nd Avenue?
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's all, again, with the Uber cars, with going 5 miles an hour, weaving all over the road, looking at their phones, blocking traffic for no reason at all other than they don't know what they're doing. The yellow cabs can't get to the passengers quickly. It's like a blockade of useless Uber cars. And there's more on the way, thanks to Governor Cuomo with his stroke of genius.
Okay. You can say whatever you want. I just wanted that question answered. Okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, I would never have dreamed of working like that, but lately it's been productive. I mean, if I get up, again, recapping, if I get up to 125th and Broadway, and instead of staying on the street and cruising downtown for a fare, I jump on the highway, get off at about 56th Street, and there's somebody standing right there, almost guaranteed, versus crawling along on Broadway with Uber cars galore, green cabs and what have you. And same on the Upper East Side. If I get a trip to, let's say, the 90s and York Avenue or East End Avenue, for me to go down all the way on 2nd Avenue, all the way across, it might be a little better than Broadway, but Broadway's a disaster for cruising cabbies. So I've been getting into the habit of just jumping on the highway and getting off at 53rd Street, at 49th Street, 34th
mm-hmm.
Street,
mm-hmm.
and there's somebody standing right there looking for a cab. So this is a new dynamic with taxi driving in New York City, and I would guarantee you that there's at least a few thousand cabbies who do exactly what I'm doing, because I see them on the highway with the roof lights going downtown doing what I'm doing. So this is the crazy time for cab driving.
Well, then let me ask you this. Why don't you have that same problem when you get off the highway that you would have uptown?
What's that?
Why don't you have the same problem when you get off the highway that you described uptown?
I missed that completely.
The question is, you described when you're uptown that
you know
there's all these Uber cars and it's hard to function up there, right?
Correct.
So you jump on the highway and you get off at 53rd Street, right? And
mm-hmm.
and the question is, why don't you have the same problem there?
That's a good question, because I think what happens is they drop off uptown, and since a lot of Uber drivers are new and don't know what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
they think they're going to get a job coming from uptown going back into the Central Business District, because a lot of them are just like morons.
Mm-hmm.
So they drive real slow from uptown going downtown, waiting for a call to come out, and they're so stupid, they don't realize all the work is going from Midtown back uptown. So they're learning the business. Not that they're going to stay in the business, because a lot of these guys leave anyway.
Yeah.
But they go real slow downtown on Broadway, constantly staring on their phone, weaving all over the road, and they think that a call is going to come from uptown going downtown, but they don't realize there's like another 1,000 Uber cars looking for that same call. Oh, And let me explain another thing that I found out during on the streets of New York. There's an app called Waze. I mean, a lot of people swear by the Waze app. It's very helpful. You know the Waze app, right?
No, I am not familiar with it.
You're not. W-A-Z-E.
And who
it tells you where... It used to tell you where the shortcuts are. The millennials get in the back, and because the millennials who are taxi
passengers...
What is
the purpose of the Waze app?
The purpose of the Waze app is to theoretically tell people where the shortcuts are and where the traffic is.
I see.
In Manhattan. So if you see a green line, that means there's a good shortcut. If you see a red line, that means there's a lot of traffic. But the millennials, who of course are smarter than everyone else, and of course like the 20-something millennial is smarter than a 50-year-old cab driver because, you know, they're millennials. I mean, they have to be smarter than everyone else. What happens is they get in the cab and they look at this crazy Waze app. They say, well, 25th Street looks like there's no traffic. I tell them, look, you're looking at this Waze app that tells you the shortcut that 25th Street is no traffic. But people looking at the exact same street at the exact same time, and invariably this swarm of people going on to the same street who have gotten the same shortcut information, and now it's traffic jam. I've seen this over and over and over again, but you know, I guess since they're millennials, you can't tell them anything because they're geniuses and we're idiots.
I got news for you. Our generation was the same way. When we were their age, we thought we knew everything, and the people over 30 knew nothing.
Did you cut the grass? Did you shovel snow and cut grass? Yes or no?
I shovel snow.
Okay, you shovel snow. Good. Millennials don't like shoveling snow. They like to find people to shovel snow. They like to delegate. That's the big millennial thing. They like to be in charge, and you know. So it's the generation of fluff.
Uh-huh.
All hat, no cattle. That's been my experience with millennials. That's why you say, oh, you know, we have to get them back in the yellow cab. Please, please. Let them stay in Uber. Let them nest in these Uber cars because they're a perfect fit. They're a useless transportation vehicle with, in my opinion, most of them are useless individuals. Mm-hmm. So you get useless car with useless person.
Mm-hmm.
So they let them live happily ever after.
Okay. So what else do we got to talk about?
Yeah. All right. Not all millennials, but I'll say like the majority. You have some millennials who are very good people.
I know. They have attitudes. They have this attitude like they know everything. And, you know, they walk around looking at their smartphones.
Yeah.
They never take their eyes off their smartphone. They're addicted to their smartphone. And there was a story on CBS News about how this is all planned by Facebook and Google, that they have ways of making people addicted to their phones so that they never take their eyes off the phone because they want to see how many likes they got on Facebook or how many people logged on and saw what they had to say.
Or Twitter. Yeah.
Right, Twitter too. You're a tweeter, but you don't walk around with a smartphone, okay?
No, I walk around with a dumb phone. That's my phone.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to talk to you about your phone when the show's over, okay?
Uh-oh, now I'm worried.
You know, there's nothing to worry about except that you should get another one because I could hear the audio. And the audio that comes from your phone, it's not great, okay. And I would say it's my equipment, but no, I've talked to other people, you know, through this equipment, and you're the only one that it happens with, okay.
And your phone
has had a bout with some toilet water. I understand, okay. All right, and
a losing bout. Okay, I must say.
And yes, it's operable. But it's defective, okay? And I'll tell you this. Uh-huh. I'll tell you this. I have bought, in the last month myself, I have bought two refurbished phones on using Amazon, okay?
Right.
And they're great phones. And I paid $40 for one and $25 for the other. And this is what you should do. You don't need to buy an expensive phone, okay?
This week I have some money coming in, so I will get a new phone, if for nothing else, for showbiz, to make the show better.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, okay? I'll leave this on the air so that people understand why the audio may not be perfect, all right?
Right. Okay. Well, good. Well, I'll tell you, I've noticed with the millennials that their cell phones, they call it a high-tech crack pipe. And I'm beginning to think that's exactly what the case is, because I've seen some millennial drivers, God help us, in their cars, and they're just like blatantly looking at their phone. And I've seen some people just getting a ticket, like walking off a cliff like a lemming with a cop sitting right there. They'll be looking at their phone, and it's like, listen, just you stop it. And I think you're right. They've developed all these little things to make people addicted to these cell phones, and it's out of control. It's like any other addiction. They're just, I think in a way I was happy when people were smoking crack, because then they would just be like doing, they would be hurting themselves.
They would
be hurting other people.
They'd be smoking.
They would sit in the corner and do heroin and smoke crack, and that would be the end of them. But now, with the cell phone being the new crack pipe, they're wandering into the streets, they're getting hit, they're crashing cars. So we have to really start treating cell phone addiction like any other addiction and start putting people in jail and giving them rehab. How's that?
Well, you know, I'm not a crack advocate, but at least the people that are smoking crack keep their eyes on the street as they're crossing it.
Well, they look twice, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, I read a couple of stories about some pedestrians getting killed, and how many of them were crossing the street looking at their smartphones? You know, and not watching the traffic.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You know, I mean, it's a two-way street. When you're driving a car, you got to look out for the pedestrians, but the pedestrians should be looking out for you also. Okay? So.
The thing that was revealed unto me, which I didn't know about, was apparently they get these people when they get hit. When pedestrians get hit walking or riding a bicycle by a car, a vehicular accident, they said almost half of them are intoxicated. So if someone gets hit and killed, they say at least half the people who've gotten hit and killed are either high on drugs or drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't keep blaming drivers for everything and making drivers this evil kind of thing. I mean, this might also be the driverless car crowd trying to make it seem like we should get rid of drivers. So every time somebody gets hit, they're trying to demonize drivers in their cars, when in fact, it's probably these high-tech geek millennials who are now drinking and wandering into the street and getting hit, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw that in.
Yeah. I
think we've had a pretty good show. We've covered everything.
Well, not everything, but a lot of things. You know, I'm sure there's more to cover. You know, let me look and see what's in the news this week.
Could be.
You know, there wasn't much. And Brazil declared that the Uber drivers are employees. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There's a lawsuit against Uber for false advertising, and the judge said that can be continued. That's, I believe, in California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like half these stories here are Uber this, Uber that, Uber this, Uber that. I'm looking for stories where it says TLC helping cabbies. TLC, doing something to help the industry rebound. Okay. Now there's stories here. How much is a New York City? This is CBS. How much is a New York City taxi medallion worth these days? Okay. And you know, that's a good question. All right. It's not what it's worth.
Right.
You know, it's what you know. Is it still viable? Is it still on the street making money? And the answer to that is yes. Okay.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
Well, let me just do my numbers. I get a cab weekly. I have a driver, and I get a cab weekly, and the whole thing, A to Z, including repairs, is $1,200. Okay? Now, if I were to theoretically buy a medallion, and I could run that cab with depreciation and the repairs and everything else for that same $1,200, then it would be well within my interest to buy a medallion. But the problem is now the financing. We have to get these people together to help finance buying cabs. And I you know, it used to be they would throw money at you. I mean, you were for not too long ago, you were in a situation where you could have just walked into a credit union and the guy would have given you $500,000. Am I not correct? I don't want to depress you, but, you know.
Well, I didn't want the half a million, okay? I didn't need the half a million, but I could have gotten it if I wanted it.
You walked in,
okay?
No problem. You could have just walked in and say, "Here I am."
Yeah, I don't believe in borrowing money that you don't need just for the sake of borrowing, okay? And that's what a lot of people did, and now they're in trouble because of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
What is the story I just saw? A lot of people are having second thoughts about using Uber, okay? I had it in front of me a minute ago. I lost it. Thinking economy. Oh, there's so many stories. You know, if you go to the NYC Taxi News, I post stories every morning. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and for the next 3 hours, I'm reading the headlines and posting the stories, okay? So if you're wondering who does that, it's me, okay? All right?
Okay.
Okay, because people wake up every morning, they go to NYC Taxi News, and and there's a big rush in the morning to log on to the website. I'll tell you that, okay? Because people want to read positive stories, okay? And I have positive stories, and then there are so many negative stories that I don't believe. I don't even post, okay? All right? I go, no, this is BS. I'm not putting that up, okay? You know,
right?
I mean, it's crazy.
On the internet, you can find a BS story about Uber. If you pretty much see the context of the story, Uber wildly popular.
Yeah,
that means it's a cut and paste job. I think like most of the time, it's a cut and paste job.
Well, a lot of the Uber stories are like that. Here it is: people are having second thoughts about taking Uber, and I'm gonna open the story up and maybe read a little bit of it. Okay.
Right.
And it's coming up. This is from a publication called Quartz. Okay?
Right.
And Americans really are fed up with Uber is the opening line of the story. Okay? And just 13.9% of U.S. customers say they'd consider Uber the next time they needed transportation. According to purchase consideration data compiled for Quartz, by YouGov Brand Index, a market research firm. That's down from Uber's recent high of 18.3% in November of 2016. So it's fallen 5%, or 5% from 18.3 to 13.9. Okay. 5%. But actually, from 18.3 to 13.9 is almost a third, or 33% of what it was. Okay? All right? Okay.
Yep, there you go.
All right. YouGov Brand Index surveys 4,800 people in the U.S. each weekday to track public perception of more than 1,500 brands. Okay?
Right.
So you know... it's not so much that these TNCs are killing us or are trying to. It's that Uber is oversaturated, and if they would just get rid of the ones that are operating illegally, the ones with the straight plates and the ones that are picking up illegally on the street where they're not supposed to, okay, despite the ongoing argument about whether what they're doing is actually prearranged, which I say it isn't. I don't care what court says what, okay? You know, that business of tapping an app and getting tapping an app and a car comes from halfway down the block, okay? That's not prearranged. Okay, I don't care what any court says.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but then there's cases, and they the drivers were saying this at the meeting, where people jump in the Uber cab, and then the driver says, "Tap the app."
Right.
Tap the app. Imagine that. You know, there's no arguing this. That's not prearranged. You know. I mean, even by the court's definition.
Back up 100%. I just say exactly what you said again, because I don't think a lot of people like me caught it. So go ahead. They jump into Uber car first.
There are many, many cases where people stand out on the street and they'll see an Uber car passing and, he stops for the light, or they'll actually hail them with their hand. Okay?
Right.
right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I see it all the time.
Jump in the car, right? And then and only then the driver will say, tap the app
Right.
while they're in the car.
Right.
Okay, not before they're in the car, okay, but while they're in the car, it's tap the app to make it look legit. Okay? Okay, now that is not prearranged. I don't care. There's no arguing that. Okay? And
Right,
if they would just if they would just crack down on that, okay?
But they but
And the Uber cars that pull up to people on the street and coax them into the car, okay?
Right.
They see somebody with it's obvious when you ride down the street, be it you're no matter whether you're in a yellow or whatever, you could tell when somebody's looking for a cab. Okay, you don't
Right.
have you've been in the business a long time, you could see, hey, this guy's looking for a cab. He's not standing there for 10 minutes for no good reason. Okay? And
Right.
what happens is there are many times I've pulled up to people, that had that expression on their face, and the next thing I knew, they didn't hail me. The next thing I knew, they got in the car.
Correct.
Right? Because I knew
Correct.
they were looking for a cab. Okay? I didn't say anything to them. I didn't have to say anything to them. All I had to do was pull up to them. Okay? And that's what these Uber people are doing. Okay? Or they're seeing the hand hail. Okay? And then they're telling them to tap the app. Okay, or not tap the app, they're making up a price and they're doing it off the books. Okay,
Correct.
and, right.
Correct.
So this is something that if they only clean that up, right, we would see a lot more business for ourselves. Okay, and a lot more Uber cars off the street. Okay,
Sure. Sure.
okay. So what are they going to do? How are they going to fix our problems? How are they going to fix everybody's problems? Okay,
Well,
now
I
what?
think the yeah.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
that's all I'm going to say. How, when, and when? How, when, and where?
Well, right. So the problem again arises because the upstate New York economy is a disaster. And again, Cuomo, in his wisdom, raised the minimum wage up to $11 an hour, up from 35, no, from $7.35 up to $11 an hour, and everybody says, "Yay!"
Mike.
But the businesses pack up and leave because they can't afford to pay that.
I
So
know, but
now he needs Uber cars.
Mike, you're telling me the cause of the problem, one of the causes. I want to know
Right.
the solution to the problem.
Well, I think the solution to the problem is get a new governor and get a new mayor. How's that for a solution?
And let the mayor appoint people on the taxi commission that will be a little bit more gung-ho for us.
Right. And I'll tell you, last time I saw the commissioner of the taxi commission at this meeting, she almost looks like she's battling depression. She's very
I don't
soft-spoken.
know.
It's,
I don't
yeah.
know how she could stand it, to tell you the truth. To sit there for 5.5 hours and let these people one after another come in there and rightfully criticize her.
Right.
Okay? Rightfully, not even incorrectly. All right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
she didn't talk back. She just wanted to know further what can be done. Can you talk to our people outside and explain more and more? And
Right.
I'm thinking, look, I think she, in her heart, she's a good person, okay? But I don't
Yeah.
think she was ready for this job, all right?
No, she wasn't. No, she's not a commissioner kind of person. The commissioner, in general, of any agency, is usually like this thick-skinned individual who just doesn't care about being yelled at in public. But she looks like she takes this way too personally, and it's like, look, my opinion is I'm looking at the math, just like you. I'm just looking at the math of this whole disaster, and I'm saying, how could you possibly sit down as a commissioner and allow this to fester like this? And the one thing I said, what she could do, she could have given the taxi business a fare increase so that there'd be more cabs for taxi customers.
And it may,
Instead of letting the
and
cab get so cheap,
perhaps,
it's ridiculous.
perhaps that'll still happen. Okay,
Well, I mean, that would keep drivers in the
yeah,
business.
but that's not off the table,
I hope not.
The question I have is, who is she consulting now about all that went on 10 days ago, 11, 12 days ago, whatever it was, on the 6th, okay? Actually, that was 10 days ago. You know, watch that meeting. If you haven't watched that meeting, there's a link for it on the front page of NYC Taxi News, okay? In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a red link that says, and I'm going to look at it now. It says, must watch TLC meeting 4617. Click here. You click on that, that'll take you right to the page where the meeting is stored. Okay? And, you know, scroll to the first 20 minutes, to get to the beginning of the meeting. Okay? And watch that meeting. Mm-hmm. You can't watch it all at once. Okay? What I did was I recorded the audio. Okay, and I put it on a CD, and I listened to it in my car while I'm driving. Okay, so I was able to actually listen to the whole meeting in the times I was in my car. And I'm not in my car much these days, but maybe 20, 30 minutes a day. Okay, and it took me three or four days, but I did hear everybody that was at that meeting speak. Okay, and there are some sad stories. Okay. And there are some very angry people, okay, that spoke at that meeting, okay? And these people were not wrong. They're not wrong. They're dead right, okay?
Right.
And this is what she had to listen to for 4.5 hours at that meeting, okay? Now, Mike, if you haven't heard that whole meeting, find a way to listen to it, okay?
I'm going to find a way to listen to it because you can listen to it on your radio in your car. You can podcast.
I recorded with my software, my recording software, the same recording software I'm using to record this show, right? I let the meeting play on my computer, and I recorded the entire meeting into an MP3 file. And then I took the MP3 file and I put it on a CD.
Right.
And then I went to my car and I listened to it on the CD player in my car. You don't have to see the meeting.
I think what Chairperson Yoshi has said, Yoshi should come to the conclusion that she's being played for a fool. And, I mean, as much as she wants to start crying at taxi commission meetings, she has to stand up and become dust herself off and start taking care of the people who have created the taxi commission in the first place, the yellow cab drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes, and she has watery eyes, and she's looks like she's about to have an episode. Listen, if you can't handle it, can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. You got people going out of business on your watch, Chairperson. And if this is what you, these are the people who are crying real tears. If you're crying, but at the same time you're making $175,000 a year from the taxi commission, it's a little disingenuous. So what you first thing you could do, Chairperson Yoshi, is approve a fare increase for the taxi industry so we can get back on track and at least cover our expenses, and that would provide at least some kind of a bump in the medallion equity, as it always does. What you should do is sign something. What Chairperson Yoshi would do as a sign of good faith is introduce something that says no member of the taxi commission, board of directors, or higher-ups shall be allowed to work in the private sector for a period of, let's say, 3 years. She could sign a pledge.
Should be in their contract. Yeah. That should be in.
It should be in the contract.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. Okay. We can put that in.
Yeah, you can say that.
Right.
Okay.
And the same goes for City Hall. Same goes for City Hall.
Right. Or any politician that's working for, you know, that's working. Uh-huh. You know, for the people, okay? Because we're all part of the populace. You know, when you're in the taxi commission, you shouldn't be able to work for any of the, even the yellow taxi business. You're out of office. Don't even work for the yellow taxi business. You're out of there.
Right.
Okay. You know, so you make it. You don't say, well, so you don't say, not work for Uber or not work for Lyft or not work for Get. You say for any of the people that you. Were any of the people that you were governing? Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. It's common sense.
Yeah. So anyway, what else we got, Mike?
I guess that's our show.
Yeah. Well,
that's it. Well, I got Well, I got a cab sitting in front, so I'm going to go to work. Okay, well, like I said, we've covered a lot, and I hope some of it gets traction, but it is encouraging to see what we talk about on this show and what other industry shows, that people are finally to take note and listen, because they have no choice. They have to listen to people who have expertise.
Okay.
So we're making some progress.
Okay, say goodbye to New York and the rest of the world.
Goodbye, New York, and goodbye to the rest of the world.
Oh, how about our sponsors? WB Taxi.
We got all the great sponsors.
Yeah.
You got Checker Taxi Garage, Greg Taxi Garage.
Yeah.
What else you got? Time is here, so you got Tony Tax.
Tax time is, I think tomorrow is the last day. Okay, but if you call Tony Tax, he'll make sure that your taxes are kept in order for the whole year. Okay?
Right.
So you can call him anytime.
And then you have what else?
Yeah, taxes.
Go ahead. And who else?
Well, you got WB.
King Brokerage.
WB Taxi.
Yeah.
Okay, and.
WB Taxi, then you got King Brokerage.
King Brokerage out in Brooklyn, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taxi.
And we got who else?
We have, who else? We have the MTBOT. Okay.
MTBOT, yes.
Okay, our friends out there in Queens, okay? And we have, NYC Taxi Group, 876 McDonald Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come in, name your price, and leave with a car. Okay, so visit our sponsors. They're all good. Okay,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And thank you very much to the sponsors. They're putting gas in our tank to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. Okay. So goodbye,
all
everyone.
Right.
We'll
see you guys next.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right.
See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.